This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Myself asking the question, what am I missing? What's going on? What's being done to this republic? Right underneath our noses here. This is very, very crazy. I mean, we've got a behind closed doors hearing today, and the star witness is someone that heard a phone call, but we already know what was in the phone call because the president put the transcript out immediately. So why does somebody need to go up and testify, I heard this and I didn't like it? Okay, you cannot like it, but the president of the United States gets to decide what he says and what he doesn't say. He has obviously confident in what he said, released the transcript for everybody to see. Why are we doing this? We've got farmers and ranchers within the sound of my voice deciding whether or not they are going to end their livelihood, whether they're going to do something different, whether they're going to give up a career that has sustained them for decades. We have an opportunity with USMCA, the trade agreement that replaces NAFTA, to at least make next year look a little better, have a little help with prices, open up some more markets. Farmers need markets. Ranchers need markets. It's about markets. One of the reasons that ranchers are very concerned right now is because there's so few markets, right, that they can actually send the cattle to, so therefore they don't get that option. But the more markets, the more competition, that's what makes America go. That's what USMCA would do. They don't have the time to do it. We've been trying to have Kelly Armstrong on for a weekly session. Where's my email from his office? So he was on for 5 minutes 2 weeks ago. Remember that? That was shortly after his vote against the president on the strategy in Syria and the troops. And he was in a hearing that day, and they said, well, we'll try and have him on at this time, and he literally came on with 5 minutes to go. Okay, that's 2 weeks ago. So last week, the week after, nothing. Last week, nothing. This week, no time again. So I reached out to his press secretary and said, if there's nothing this week, we're talking about 5 minutes in 3 weeks that he's talking to his constituents. And he said, we can't believe the schedule. These are depositions. If Kelly's not there, and other Republicans, obviously, there's less people to defend the president. He said the Democrats are running this like a madhouse. Tomorrow, for example, we have three depositions that Kelly has to be at. Two at 9 a.m., another at 2 p.m. And then, of course, Thursday, when this Timothy Morrison comes in. So there's North Dakota's lone congressman consumed with the process, not doing anything else. I mean, he's doing other things, but you know what I'm saying? It prevents. So what's going on here? What is happening? How do we unpack this? I don't get it. Am I stupid? I mean, we have the transcript. Why do we need to have a hearing with somebody to talk about the transcript or the actual call? I mean, I know what's in the call. I know what he said.
Because it keeps them from actually doing anything productive or getting anything done or giving the president any kind of win.
There you go.
And I'm sure his to-do list is about this long, and he can't get to any of it. How frustrating would that be, having to deal with these people?
President tweeted out this morning about this. Where's the whistleblower? Just read the transcript. Everything else is made up garbage by Shifty Schiff and the Never Trumpers.
Exactly.
The do-nothing Democrats are working hard to make everyone forget the best economy ever, the monumental weekend raid, the tax cuts, the rebuilding of our military. The impeachment hoax is a disgrace. Read the transcript. And another. It's about an hour ago. How many more never-Trumpers will be allowed to testify about a perfectly appropriate phone call when all anyone has to do is read the transcript? Thank you very much. I knew people were listening in on the call. Why would I say something inappropriate? You don't have to like it, but the point is it's out. I don't know. This is just so frustrating, especially when you have real work that needs to be done. And these people are so vile. They're so vile that they can't even recognize taking out the top ISIS leader was a good thing. They can't muster just a little ounce of class and say, I'm glad we did that. Congratulations to the armed services. You know what they're doing? They're busy whining because they didn't get the heads up. Now, these people leak like crazy. They leak at will. The president chose to tell no member of the U.S. House or the U.S. Senate except Lindsey Graham, who he happened to be with at the time this all came down, and stayed with him so he couldn't leak. Didn't have his devices in the Situation Room. That's it. So this is like, I guess, a charade. I don't know. I'm just trying to understand what they're trying to do, what they're trying to get at. And prevent things getting done, I guess that's the best we can do.
Obstruction. It's just about obstruction.
So they're obstructing things getting done.
Absolutely.
They're obstructing the story of...
They've got nothing real. We're going to make it up. We're going to get something.
Does this not make
to
you
distract?
Does this make anybody else mad, crazy, upset?
Yeah.
I mean, do you want to take this?
Meanwhile, you know, California's burning.
Right.
And here, you know, here's all these California representatives worrying about impeaching it. You know, it's unbelievable.
And we don't
Your state is on fire.
Yeah, ours is too. It isn't an actual fire. It's one of of disaster. It's wet. It's terrible. What do they do? Patton Bismarck. What's your take on this? You need to back me off the ledge, Pat, because I can't figure it out, and it's making me crazy. Why are we doing this? Why are we taking our member of Congress, pulling him into hearing after hearing when we already know this stuff anyway? What is going on? Pat, are you there? Hi, Pat.
Hello, Pat.
Hi.
Yes,
I got you now.
Okay.
I got just a quick comment. Correct me if I'm wrong, but I haven't heard about anything on this. But apparently the only person that knows who this so-called whistleblower was, the first one, is Adam Schiff. How do we know that this isn't just a made-up scheme or plot like everything else?
It could be.
Everything else has just been a made-up lie. Who knows if this person really exists? Maybe Schiff just started this so he could get something else rolling.
That's interesting. You know, the other thing, this whistleblower complaint was done by an attorney. You know, it was all
right. It
was all lawyerly. It wasn't
right.
You know,
how convenient.
Yeah, exactly. So there's that. There's the Total Disappearing Act, and second of all, the Justice Department said you do not qualify as a whistleblower and you do not get whistleblower protections because this wasn't a firsthand encounter for you. You heard this secondhand from somebody else. So the whistleblower isn't even a whistleblower under the standards.
Right, exactly. It's not even a whistleblower issue. But on the opposite side, if a conservative Republican so-called whistleblower would have said something like this, the media would have been all over this and he would have been identified within 20 minutes.
It is nothing short of disgusting. And again, whistleblower, even if we take the whistleblower concerns legitimately, okay, we don't know who the person is, they're being protected by Adam Schiff, whatever. What did the whistleblower do? The whistleblower told us about a call. We have the verbatim transcript of the call. We have the call. We don't need whistleblowers. And there's another one up there today, all in uniform. And
Yeah.
God bless him for his service and everything else, but you know he's in uniform, so they can say, look at this guy. He's beyond reproach. Purple Heart recipient, right? He's a whistleblower on the call. You heard the call and he didn't like it. I mean, call mommy. What are we going to do with it? I mean, yeah, I'm sorry you were upset. We know what the call is. We'll decide for ourselves. We don't need you. Just wasting a lot of time. It's really crazy. Pat, thank you for the call. Appreciate it. Today on the program, Michelle Comer is going to join us at the bottom of the hour, talk about something much more pleasant, and that's the Main Street Initiative. There is a Main Street North Dakota Summit going on at Bismarck. Governor Burgum at this hour taking to the stage and talking about this effort. 3 days worth of conversation among folks. Great effort. So we're going to find out more about that at the bottom of the hour. Also, Terry Wanzek. Terry's a friend of mine, farmer from out near Jamestown. Told me he hasn't seen anything like this in his farming years in like 4 decades. Wow. We're going to talk with him about conditions out and around Jamestown. Senator John Hoeven will be here to talk USMCA and this Democratic impeachment circus, ag disaster relief, and more. All that coming up, but in the meantime, your calls. Bring them on.
Ethanol is very important to North Dakota agriculture, and it's important to Castleton, North Dakota. Morgan Fornes, superintendent of Central Cass Schools, tells us how important the Tharaldson ethanol plant is to Castleton and the region.
Well, we certainly couldn't have done what we needed and what happened here in the last 2 years without the ethanol plant. You know, not only are they a great, you know, tax-paying entity for the community, but the investment in creating a vibrant economy here locally in the city of Castleton and actually regionally with the agricultural community is second to none.
The tax base has expanded the school for 21st century learning, plus a beautiful new athletic facility. But the impacts are community-wide.
The businesses in any community is vital to the success of a community, and the ethanol plant is just a great example of that. Not only the economic power that they bring to the community, but job creation, tax-paying entity, everything along those lines.
Ethanol and agriculture are one, and building better communities. Find out more at ndethanol.org. A trusted energy partner, a leader in the Bakken, that's Hess. A global independent energy company leading the way in oil and gas exploration and production in North Dakota. Working with suppliers, landowners, communities, applying new approaches and innovative technologies for operating safely and efficiently and protecting the environment. Hess, working hard to make a positive impact on the lives they touch.
Hello, I'm Jim. I'm ndflagpoleguy.com, and I'm here to announce the arrival of Melissa. Melissa's ND Flagpole Guy Flag Girl. Melissa came aboard to advance the overwhelming request for American-made flags. If you have large flags and are looking to make them fly longer, call Melissa and get on her flag rotation routes. Flag rotation is a great way to increase a flag's life, so email Melissa at ndflagpoleguy.com to inquire about our flag rotation schedule. And thank you.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
The team at Dak Diesel are hard at it and wanted you to know if you're in need of diesel repair of any kind, tractors, semi-trucks, pickup trucks, whatever it is, long-lasting repair, great maintenance services, you got it from Dak Diesel. Dak Diesel in Bismarck is taking care of vehicles from all over right now. They're literally coming in from all over to say, hey, you've got this, CJ. You take it. They have the expertise, the mechanics to fix up your diesel vehicle in no time. CJ grew up, you know, in the auto repair trade, specifically working diesel vehicle repairs. So he's got 20-plus years of experience to every job, constantly learning so he can provide the most efficient service to his clients. Find out more at DakDiesel.com or call 701-258-5011. 701-258-5011. New poll out. 95% approval rating for Donald Trump as president among Republicans. 95%. That's some good news before I go back to the bad news. I like the good news. I like the good news. What else is good news? Well, I don't know if this is good news or bad news, but we have two seats remaining out of the 60 we've been talking about for the last month or so to Washington, D.C., see the nation's capital. Just two seats left. So if you put that decision off, and maybe you couldn't go and now you can go or whatever, this is it. And I believe you can go out to either Bismarck or Fargo, I believe. Either Bismarck or Fargo. All right? Give you that number in just a minute, but let me get this call in. From a listener that called in during the break about what the plan of the Democrats is. Lay it on me.
Not too hard to figure out what the Democrats want in this world.
What is
it? They don't want you and I to ever get ahead or anybody else in this country.
No?
This is something my dad told me when I was a kid riding beside him in the truck. This is a guy with a ninth grade education that quit school to make money for his family, his folks, and his brothers and sisters because they didn't have nothing. And what they want us to do is all to be in a bread line. They want to tell us how what we can do and what we can't do. We are becoming a country that we are over-defending. They want us to become a third-world country. They want us to become controlled by the government. It's pretty obvious to see what's going on. They tell you what to farm. They tell you how much to farm, how much money they can give you on these crops. And I'm not a farmer. I'm a truck driver. But they do the same with us in trucking. They regulate us, and they regulate us, and they regulate us every day. And it's not that I'm a smoker, but my dad told me, just like my dad told me when he used to smoke, he said, this is just one clean step closer to take smoking away, one step closer to getting a hold on you. And every little bit that they take from you, they just keep taking, they keep taking, and they keep taking. And they're going to tell you how much money you're going to make. And if people don't wake up, pretty soon, that's what we're going to be. We are going to be Russia. That's not... All I got to say is you better go vote Republican. You better vote. You better start thinking about this, or we better go storm this. We better go take care of the up in Washington, or we're going to be in trouble. Thank you.
Is he right? Is my question for you. And if he isn't, and you're a Democrat saying, that's not why I'm a Democrat, I'm not, none of that makes sense. Just tell me. Just let me know. 701-258-0550, 800-228-0550. Text me, 701-367-2054. 701-367-2054. Or Todd at 701-226-8503. That's our numbers. Okay, what was I going to do? I was going to tell you the answer to the question, where can you fly out of for the last two seats? Just call Jason. He'll take care of you, whether it's Bismarck or Fargo, wherever you're looking to go from. But there's only two seats left, so these are going to go. And just quick refresher, if you've not heard about this before, December 10th through December 14th, folks leaving from Bismarck, from Fargo, and we're going to head out on the 10th and have a great time. We're doing dinner at Carmine's that night. Southern Italian family-style cuisine in the Penn Quarter. It is so good, you can't even believe it. Then a city tour on Wednesday morning. You see the Pentagon, the World War II Memorial, the Iwo Jima. Go to Arlington. Got it all. Explore the National Mall. We go to Capitol Grill that night for dinner. That's fabulous. Odyssey, D.C. It's loaded up, folks. It's loaded up. It's a blast. Now, if you want to go, here's the scoop. Call 952-898-3478. 952 898-3478. Ask for Jason. Or you can text me, Scott H. at flankfamily.com. But just a quick update on that. Only two seats left. That caller is right on. That caller is right on. Give the whiners a quarter and tell them to call someone who cares. Because we're enjoying this economy. We're going to give Trump a second term, says another texter. Do you have Kevin McCarthy?
I do.
So Kevin McCarthy is the House Republican leader. And we know yesterday that Nancy Pelosi said, well, okay, we're going to have a vote. We're going to have a vote on the House impeachment. What did she say? Resolution. Impeachment resolution. It'll be a vote on the impeachment resolution. Now, does that mean they're going to go to the way this is supposed to be done, where there's due process? I have no idea.
No.
I don't think so either. I'm a little suspicious that there's going to be anything. But on the other hand, they can't continue the charade of not having any kind of due process at all and expect, I mean, the Senate letter, we're going to talk to Senator Hovind a little bit about that later on, but Senator Kramer co-sponsored that with others. That letter really drew a line in the sand, meaning impeachment goes nowhere in the Senate if you people continue to do what you're doing there. So they had to pivot with something. But what are they going to do? Here's McCarthy's take on this charade. Kevin McCarthy.
I thank him for his service. I think his commitment to this country, commitment. But he is wrong in this. We have differences of opinion, but more importantly, we have a rule of law. The entire country, the entire world has the transcripts. No one questions, was that the phone call? Even if you ask the American public from poll, even if you ask scholars, nothing in that phone call is impeachable. The president has a right. It was an open case. It wasn't about something in the future. It's something that transpired. All of America wants to know why we had to go through the Russian hoax. Why do we would not want to see that in the future for any president to witness that? But there is no quid pro quo, much what Adam Schiff said prior. Remember, Adam Schiff said he did not know who the whistleblower was, and we found out later he did. He said there was quid pro quo. Now we have the phone call, and there was none. They continue to make this system up. They have put America through a two-year nightmare just because they did not like the outcome of an election.
He was asked about the military NSC official that is testifying today who goes up in uniform. This is another ploy by the Democrats. See, whistleblower, heard the call, didn't like it. Well, we know what's in the call. We don't need him to tell us what was in the call. That's why this is just stupid. Stupid, stupid, stupid. That's some other stuff, and Jim Jordan will play here in a little bit. Keep you posted on that. That's some great text on this as well. Scott, it seems like the Republicans can't walk and chew gum at the same time, so the Democrats just keep giving them chewing gum. It's time to get on the offense. Well, I think that Senate letter is offense. I agree there. Is it enough? What's going to come Thursday? Still lots of questions. Talking Main Street, North Dakota.
What's it like to live the good life in Watford City? We're asking Karen George.
It's not every day somebody buys a house. And buying a house is a big deal and a big decision. And when you can help someone who came from nothing, who didn't have great credit, and now they've got great jobs and they're making great money, and you can help them see that, look, you could actually have the American dream. You could own a home. That's a big deal. You know, that's a big deal. And it's so good to be part of that.
Learn more at voicesofwatford.com.
Hi, this is Andy Murdoch with Piper's Auctioneers with an exceptional lineup of farm and construction equipment auctions this November, featuring farm retirement auctions in Beach, Church's Ferry, and Grassy Butte, North Dakota, offering Case and John Deere combines, John Deere and versatile four-wheel drive tractors, John Deere 4940 and 4730 sprayers, hopper bins, semi-trucks, trailers, and more. Piper's will also be hosting equipment auctions in Steele, Williston, Harvey, Tuttle, and Bowman. Full equipment inventory lists and all land auctions are available at Piper's.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
A current high-level White House national security official will be meeting with Congress today as part of the impeachment inquiry into President Trump. Army Lieutenant Colonel Andrew Vindman, the top Ukraine expert on the National Security Council, a copy of his opening statement indicates he'll tell lawmakers about his concerns with President Trump's July phone call with the President of Ukraine.
This is House Democrats are planning the next steps towards the possible impeachment of President Trump. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi saying the House will vote Thursday on a bill to establish the procedure in the ongoing inquiry. Republican Congressman Jim Jordan reacts.
We've had these 8 depositions now. They've been leaking selective parts of it. You can't undo what they've done. I think this is just one more kind of make it up as you go along example.
He was speaking on Fox, and this is USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
On Your Mind, brought to you in part by our friends in Watford City, North Dakota. A lot going on there always. Their fall festival event was great fun. They always have great family activities there. There's always something going on in Watford City. And that beautiful Rough Rider Center. So if you're looking at hosting an event, maybe you have a convention, a group of folks that meet every year, and you move it around a little bit and haven't been to Watford City yet. Great opportunity for folks to come on out and see what's happening in that part of North Dakota. Whole lot of beauty with the north unit of Teddy Roosevelt National Park, but also a lot of activity happening there. Check it out in Watford City, North Dakota. Tell them Scott sent you. John in Fargo, what's on your mind?
I was going to be critical of Kelly Armstrong for not doing his job, but now I come to find out he's been in meetings. Those secret meetings that nobody, no Republicans were allowed in. He's been sitting in those secret meetings with Shifty. What do you think about that? Who knew?
Well, you're right. He is in the meetings, but you know, John, that everyone is muzzled.
He has an opportunity to ask questions, doesn't he?
Yes.
Yeah. I bet 90% of your listeners, followers, whatever you call people, don't even know that, because you never hear it.
I would disagree, because most of them are coming out of the hearings and then talking in generalities. I think you probably know they're not allowed to, you know, talk about what happened, other than the leaker, Shifty Schiff, who he can put out selectively what he wants to put out. So that's the rub. It's not a normal committee hearing. And not to mention, if there's criticism directed at somebody, hey, he did this or he did that, that person's not there to answer it. So it's a, you know, I wouldn't defend it if I were you, John. I wouldn't. It stinks.
Oh, which, I would. Every day.
You'd defend it. Okay, well, then you better talk to Nancy Pelosi, because she's obviously feeling the heat. That's why she's putting forward this resolution on Thursday.
Yeah, she's working her way down the path.
Working her way down somewhere. I would agree with you there. She is definitely working her way down somewhere. Thank you, John. Appreciate the call. Okay, let's see here. Michelle Comer is here to talk about something much more pleasant. We're not talking about all these crazy Washington, D.C. swamp games. We can talk about Main Street, North Dakota. And one of the main priorities of the Burgum-Sanford administration has been the wonder that is in so many of our communities in every corner of North Dakota, and having each of those communities find that little nugget, that little jewel, that little signature, and elevate it, use it as a way to build up their communities, be a great place to live, have great quality of life, all of that. So, three-day gathering of folks started today in Bismarck, and for a recap is our guest, Michelle Comer, the Commerce Commissioner in the great state of North Dakota. Michelle, how are you?
Hey, good morning. Thank you so much. I'm great.
What is the most important thing about the Main Street North Dakota Summit these next 3 days? What do you want folks to know about?
Well, this two-and-a-half-day summit is an opportunity, as you just said, for community leaders to join together and learn together. We have a variety of keynote speakers, a variety of breakout sessions, all centered around the idea that in order for North Dakota to be successful, our individual communities have to be successful. And so there is something for everyone. As I've tried to describe the Main Street Summit to colleagues of my own, I start by saying, number one, it will be worth your time. And I know that time is the most valuable commodity. But to boldly say that it will be worth your time, I do truly believe that there's something for everybody here, from discussions about workforce to community infrastructure, to, you know, learning from people that are visiting here from other places that have experienced some of the same challenges. So it's a really exciting couple days. We have more than 1,300 people registered, which is, you know, just mind-blowing and exciting for us.
And what are they there to do? What, I mean, ideally, this gets done and those 1,300 people go back to where they're from, their communities, their businesses, their, you know, entities, whatever they're doing in life. What do you want them to take away?
Hey, that's a great question. And, you know, a lot of people have asked me, what is this Main Street Initiative? You know, what is it really? And the way that I first start by describing that is the Main Street Initiative isn't a thing that's once been done. It's a way of thinking about building communities. It's a community building philosophy. And so we spent, you know, the last year or so really educating about what does that mean. And to your point, today and tomorrow and on the morning of Halloween, we're hoping to send people home with actionable strategies. Now, here's the thing. Every community, as you pointed out a minute ago, has its own assets, and every community has its own challenges. So what people are going to take away depends on what their needs are. But let me read to you a few of the keynotes, topics and breakout sessions. So we're talking about workforce. We're talking about technology and infrastructure and public utility management. We're talking about arts and culture and community vibrancy. We're talking about changing the conversation and thinking about childcare as economic development, empowering non-traditional workforce, outdoor recreation. The list goes on, but the idea is to give people the opportunity to pick the sessions that are most important to them and their communities right now, to attend those sessions, and then every single session is designed with an action orientation. What will I leave here and do?
One of the things I'm most excited about it, and everything you just talked about there, is the fact that the potential to do that and do that well means there are less property tax burdens on the taxpaying citizens of North Dakota. And this is where I think some people have struggled to connect the dots. They think, well, Main Street Initiative, what does that have to do with lowering property taxes? But again, Main Street, actual Main Streets are just one piece of this. This is really about sort of, you know, being smart about how you develop your community and therefore lowering the burden. The governor famously tells the story about how, you know, Davies High School was put all the way south Fargo and how much infrastructure that cost in Fargo to take a high school and push it all the way south, rather than find a spot for it somewhere else, the ripple effect on the taxpayers. And also talks about when he was at Great Plains Software and their campus was built, which is now Microsoft in South Fargo, how it, too, was out on the fringes. And so, you know, people can't walk to anything close by. You've got to add infrastructure for that. So if you say, well, all right, we got a chance to build a high school in your town or build a business in your town and learn the lessons of those particular events, what can we do better that would better benefit the taxpayer? Because really, this is ultimately what it's getting to, isn't it?
Yeah, absolutely. That's a big part of it, you know, and you explain that really well. A lot of times, you know, when we talk about incentives that cities offer and we talk about taxes, these things get a lot of scrutiny, and they should. But we don't have a lot of conversation about the cost of infrastructure and how that, as you point out, does affect every property taxpayer. So infrastructure, smart, efficient infrastructure, and really understanding the totality of the costs of development, you know, in the infill, as we call it, or on the outside of the city, just bringing a level of understanding to that. But then also, you know, one of the things that we're talking a lot about even yet this morning is that we are moving into a time where people are going to be thinking about where they live and work with a place-first mentality. We have an extremely mobile workforce. Technology has enabled us to work from anywhere. And so this is about also creating healthy, vibrant communities with opportunities for recreation and art. Because as the governor pointed out just this morning in his keynote, for the first time since records have been kept in our country, there are more jobs than people available to do them. We are in a national, if not global, competition for workforce. And so that we are all thinking about and caring about creating communities where people want to be is extremely important right now, because you can bet that our labor market competitors are thinking about these same things. And we think that we have, you know, a great way to approach this. And as Governor Burgum said, too, just a few moments ago, one of the things that we have in this great state that really inspires me is the ability to collaborate and to cooperate around, you know, common ideas. And I think this is an idea that a lot of people can rally around, because if you live here, we can safely assume that you love this place and you want to see it grow and prosper. And it's this conversation that will help with that.
And again, it's sort of challenging our communities throughout North Dakota to say, be known for something, take this on. And, you know, why this is important to you is if you have something that says to people who visit, I like that. I want to do that. I want to be part of that. They want to live there. Well, guess what? A lot better chance you're going to have less, you know, jobs posted as needing to be filled, right? I mean, overall, if we do this right in the way of, you know, being smart about infrastructure and building communities, less property tax burden, and if you find these things that make your community a better place to live. I think we have a tendency in North Dakota to sort of say, well, that's fine. I like this. This is how it is, you know? And, you know, maybe I don't care about art. You know, art to me is a, you know, a cartoon somewhere. It's not art, but, you know, whatever. Guess what? Somebody does. And if there's people in your town that are passionate about that and really want to build something around that, that will attract people. That adds to the quality of life. Why do I care? Because people will come fill the jobs that are open. We won't have, you know, you can't have companies that grow and have, you know, a crisis of people and not filling jobs. It's just companies won't grow, or they won't move there. They won't come in. So that's why all this is important. I mean, that's sort of, I think sometimes a tough sell to North Dakota, because we think we're fine. We are who we are. If you like it, move here. If you don't, you know, go to the next place. We don't care. We can't have that attitude. We've got to build each one of these communities to say, hey, we want you here. We need you here. Right, Michelle?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. And, you know, you touched on something really important, a way of thinking that is maybe a little bit different than we have in the past. And instead of thinking about what we don't have to offer, you know, we don't have oceanfront property. We don't have, you know, 72 degrees year round. But every single community in the state does have one or more assets. So instead of thinking about what we don't have, what we're learning about over these several days is how to identify what our assets are and then to really maximize what those assets are. And then secondly, you know, as you pointed out, thinking about the future, we have to be willing and humble enough to recognize that the voices of our youth really matter. And we've tried over the last several years, as we've been having this conversation, to make sure that our students and our state youth have an important voice in this process. Tomorrow, we're having more than 200 students come and attend this summit. And we're extremely excited about this. And so, you know, when we think about what, you know, what you and I want, what we grew up with, what we expect, what we need.
Hold that thought if you would, Michelle. We'll finish on the other side of the break. Don't go away.
Help preserve your wealth. Successful investing requires more than just selecting the right stocks or bonds. It also requires avoiding big mistakes that can harm your financial future. Call Collins & Kronk to get your free no-obligation report, The 8 Great Financial Mistakes and How to Avoid Them. Let the advisors at Collins & Kronk explain some common pitfalls investors make, and more importantly, how to avoid them. Steering clear of any of these key mistakes could greatly improve your ability to reach your investing goals. Given the current news and the uncertainty in the financial markets, you may wonder how you'll keep your own portfolio on track to help meet your financial goals. Get the free no-obligation report, The 8 Great Financial Mistakes and How to Avoid Them. Call the advisors at Collins & Kronk today and ask for the report. Collins & Kronk, 701-235-0119. 701-235-0119. Collins & Kronk is not a registered broker-dealer and is independent of Raymond James Financial Services. Securities offered through Raymond James Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA, SIPC. Investment advisory services offered through Raymond James Financial Services, Inc., located 300 NP Avenue, Fargo, Suite 108.
Let's go to Norway with a professional. My name is Carol Juven, and I have been in Norway 179 times and had over 49,000 people on tour with me during the past 50 years. Come and join me on my 44th annual Norway Luxury Tour to beautiful Norway, July 20th through August 4th. See Norway at its very best. There is a fjord in your future, hundreds of waterfalls, and spectacular mountains. We will visit Fargo's sister city of Hamar, the Olympic city of Lillehammer, plus Oslo, Bergen, and Trondheim. We don't just tour Norway, we meet the people. Phone me toll-free at my number 1-800-343-0093, and I will send you a complete packet of information on this tour. 1-800-343-0093. First come, first serve. Welcome along.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Paudi Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on, so it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure Paudi Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people and can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
You've no doubt heard about the strength of concrete, right? Let's talk a little bit about safety, too, because if you're not dealing with concrete, you could be playing with fire. United Laboratories learned that inferior building products mean greater fire risk. Concrete can withstand temperatures over 1,000 degrees. But concrete safety is not just about fire hazards. The National Wind Institute, Texas Tech U, found that concrete is also the best material to stand up to wind, even winds as strong as tornadoes and hurricanes. Find out more at ndconcrete.com, ndconcrete.com. All right, we got to get Michelle Comer back to the stage. She's emceeing the Main Street gathering that is happening in Bismarck today. And if you want more information on this, by the way, you can go to mainstreetsummitnd.com. The summit is today, tomorrow, and on Thursday as well. So, Michelle, you were talking about an event with youngsters and just basically getting the youth involved when we had to go to the break. So I'll let you finish your point there.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, we just know how important it is to listen to our students, listen to the youth, because their voice needs to be heard and what they want to see and feel and experience in their communities. And we've taken that very seriously over the last several years. I'm very excited that we have more than 200 students coming to attend tomorrow's session. And then also our very next breakout session this morning, I'm excited for I get to moderate a panel of young men who went to a two-year technical program and now have some extremely high-tech jobs in North Dakota. And that conversation really represents one that needs to be had statewide, a paradigm shift that has many of us as parents, myself included, believing that our kids have to go get four-year degrees in order to get great jobs. And what we have in North Dakota today is an abundance of high-tech, high-skilled, well-paying jobs that are more than jobs, that are careers. And we get to hear from these young people this morning who chose that path and ask them, how did you get on that path? You know, what were your obstacles? Tell us about your choices. Tell us what you want other students to know who are in the process of making these decisions. What would you want parents to know? So I'm really excited about that session, too.
Fantastic. Well, thanks for your leadership on this. This is a wonderful effort, folks. I've talked about it a lot from the very beginning. Some people tend to just not really get their arms around it and totally, I think, get it. But if you get under the hood a little bit and understand that the ultimate goal is for the taxpayers to pay less, to be smarter about how, these communities become vibrant, but most importantly, how it's connected to the workforce and attracting people to your communities. The governor's on the stage right now with the mayor of Valley City, you know, and talking about things in your community that they can use to attract folks. It's fantastic. I think it's just great. So keep up the great work, Michelle. Have a great couple of days, and we'll see you soon.
Thank you so much. Take care.
You bet. And we're going to talk to others from the Main Street Summit all week long. We're later this week going to chat with, I think tomorrow, Ben Winchester. He's one of the keynoters actually on the final day. And he's got some great research debunking the myth that small towns are dying. But small towns are not dying. And we tend to just agree with that when that's not the case. So look forward to that on the program. All right. Some texts pouring in. See you, Michelle. Take care. More coming up on the program with Terry Wanzik, going to join us up top of the hour, talk farming conditions in central North Dakota. Tough year. He said his worst in 40 years. He's been farming 40 years, never remembers another year like this. Pretty incredible. And also, Senator John Hovind, bottom of next hour. So stay tuned for that. Texture says, the only positive move I've seen the Republicans make was storming the skiff. I learned early in life that if you punch a bully in the nose, he's likely to bother you again. I agree, that was a good move. And I agree, Republicans have sat on their hands for far too long in this. Lindsey Graham saying, let's get a letter signed, and all of a sudden, you've got, boom, you know, Mitch McConnell on it, Kevin Cramer on it, John Thune on it, and it grows, and now all but three members of the Senate have signed on to it. That's the kind of things you got to do. You've got to go on offense. And because of that, now they're doing this vote tomorrow, whatever the heck that is. Another texter says, on the point of the Main Street Initiative, Scott, where would you have put Davies High School, since Fargo can only expand north and south? Well, the argument the governor makes is one of using places you're not using now. Example, downtown Fargo, the Loretta Building. One time had like half a dozen employees and three, four businesses in it, and this big, giant building that really was just not properly utilized. Well, now it's got, you know, a dozen or more businesses, and I don't know how many employees, but a lot. I mean, it grew to a lot. That was a building that just wasn't properly utilized. Well, is there other land space that isn't properly utilized? You think, well, it's a new school, so we got to go there new. I mean, it costs a lot of money to put Davies High School where Davies High School went. A lot of money. You know? So I think it makes some sense. There's other places. Just got to think about it a little bit. I think we just tend to do what we do. Texter says, does that listener not know that members of Congress are not allowed to talk to anyone about the hearings? Uninformed Americans. That's what the Democrats want. They don't want you to know anything about due process. Thank you for that. Communism, socialism, says another listener, is contrary to the Constitution. Those that have taken the oath to protect and preserve the Constitution, yet promote socialism, need to be removed from office and charged with treason. The Constitution must be destroyed for socialism to exist. Another, Scott, I have a question. Why can't we throw Nancy Pelosi out? She's 90% of the problem. Impeach Nancy. First of all, throwing her out would take the voters saying enough already of Nancy Pelosi. It's San Francisco. That's not going to happen. So then you've got to find an impeachable offense in the Congress to do it. Another texter. I'm curious if Colin Peterson has the cojones to vote for impeachment on Thursday. President Trump won Colin Peterson's district by 30%. The answer is yes, he'll be voting.
We're Tioga Chamber of Commerce, and we want you to consider Tioga, North Dakota, for your business or a place to raise your family and realize your career dreams. Tioga's average yearly household income of over $73,000 a year supports nearly 140 area businesses. Tioga is a driver and innovator in local education with technologies like drones, 3D printers, electronics, and coding opportunities to prepare students for success well into the 21st century. Tioga is an active community that offers great activities for families like Freedom Fest, Drone Camp for Kids, Robot Camp for Kids, Farm Festival, and Pumpkin Festival. Tioga Chamber of Commerce is proud to sponsor programming on AM 1090 KTGO and AM 550 KFYR. We want you to consider Tioga, North Dakota for your business or a place to raise your family and realize your career dreams. If you're looking for great opportunities, please visit us in Tioga and experience a great point of view. Or for more information, visit TiogaND.org.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full-body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Jose works on a farm. Safety is important. His boss calls 811 to determine where it's okay to dig. This protects Jose from hitting an underground line and from serious injury. Because Jose can't tell exactly where or how deep the lines are, he doesn't dig until 811 tells him it's safe. The most important thing is that Jose works safe and goes home to his family. For more information, visit farmsafe811.org. A message from the Pipeline Operators for Ag Safety Campaign.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what Dr. Joe has to say.
As you know, I'm one of the doctors that Don talks about, because 4 years ago, I was diagnosed with high blood pressure, runs in my family on my mother's side. You know, I come from an athletic background. You know, I did a lot of running throughout my life, and I did triathlons. When I was trying to run some years back, I was getting short of breath, which is a little bit of a congestive heart failure. The Extendivite, that shortness of breath and that coughing started going away, and I was able to run longer and longer distances. And it took a while, though. So now I'm able to do, you know, 3.5 miles with my dog, and no problem. I don't stop. Not anymore. So I'm just saying, you need to stick with the program, and you've got to change some lifestyle things, too.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extend.